Ebola spreads across borders, SpaceX eyes Tuesday, and Hyundai completes Boston Dynamics deal. The Democratic Republic of Congo Ebola outbreak has reached 896 confirmed cases with 232 deaths, and 75 healthcare workers are among those infected, a figure the WHO describes as making this the third largest Ebola epidemic in recorded history. The circulating strain is the Bundibugyo virus, somewhat less lethal than the Zaire strain that killed over 11,000 people in the 2014-2016 West Africa outbreak, but spreading in ways that are straining response capacity. The healthcare worker infection count is particularly alarming because those are the personnel running treatment centers. When they fall ill, treatment capacity collapses and community transmission accelerates. Cross-border transmission has been confirmed, with 19 cases recorded in Uganda, elevating the situation from a national emergency to a regional one. The WHO noted that Uganda has not recorded new cases since June 5th, a cautiously positive signal, but the DRC situation continues to evolve rapidly. Uganda has functional Ebola response infrastructure from prior outbreaks, though managing contact tracing and quarantine across borders increases logistical complexity substantially. SpaceX is targeting Tuesday for the first launch of its Starfall capsule, its next-generation crew and cargo vehicle building on the Dragon platform's decade of operational history. The launch arrives against a competitive backdrop that includes Boeing's Starliner, which has faced well-documented difficulties, and an emerging Chinese commercial space sector. Hyundai completed its full acquisition of Boston Dynamics in a $325 million deal this week, with SoftBank exercising its put option to sell the remaining 9.65% stake. The transaction closes a decade-long ownership journey that took the robotics company from Google to SoftBank to Hyundai, each transition reflecting a different theory about what robotics was worth. Hyundai's full ownership signals a clear strategic intent to integrate Atlas Robots into its manufacturing operations with the IP fully under its control. Magna International founder Frank Stronach was convicted of sexual assault, a significant development given Magna's stature as one of the largest auto parts suppliers in North America, with over $40 billion in annual revenue. Stronach had stepped back from day-to-day operations years before the conviction.